Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. So not too long ago, I was invited to be a panelist on a career chat for students that were in colleges and universities. I was invited as a panelist, like a speaker on a webinar. One of the students had asked how I deal with challenges and doubts, like how to overcome them. And I went into a story about like the beliefs I had about myself and trying to motivate her as well and saying that it's about what you believe about yourself and what you replay inside of your head. And I was also talking about how I felt like for me, I had a lot of support all my life. Like nobody told me that I couldn't do something. So my confidence in my abilities is naturally really strong because I've had that support, you know, well over 30 years and stuff now. And I was trying to motivate her, like going into that story. So a couple minutes later, another panelist on there was answering a question. And she said, this panelist was like, well, unlike Darnell, some of us need support. And then she went on with the topic she was talking about. And I felt slighted by that. I was like, damn. That's what she got out of it. Like, and I really didn't get to defend myself after that because this career chat had ended shortly after that. I was late arriving to the chat myself because I had another one that I was just ending on. So I didn't want to be taking up all the time. So I had all of that mixed in the pot. But that kind of ticked me off. And it kind of inspired what I wanted to go into in this episode. See, because I got like a little bit offended about her saying, unlike Darnell, some of us need support. I was like, that completely missed the point of what I was trying to say. But then y'all know how I do. Y'all know I be journaling. Y'all know I'm trying to always be like super self-aware and really find out, peel back those onion layers and see what's really happening here. I realized that I got offended for the wrong reasons. I was pissed at her for thinking that, but then I brought it back to myself and I said, well, how did I present that story that would give her that interpretation? Because I care about what others think, especially if it's somebody that's a peer. So you on a certain wavelength with a person if they were also invited to be a panelist to help out the youth. When I recounted the story, I realized that I told my story in an unrelatable way. Like the way I told the story made it sound like I was privileged. Like I told the story as if all my life I had nothing but support and that is why I have these beliefs. Even though in that same story that I was telling that day to that student, I was saying that, like, I realized I needed to go out on my own and become a freelancer, a graphic design freelancer at that time, because I couldn't get hired. So I was already dealing with rejection pretty much. And that's a level of not being supported. I'm up here feeling at my job. I can't ascend any further. I'm sending out resumes. I can't get hired. And one day I had a revelation. It's like, well, maybe I should just go at it myself. Stop waiting on people to hire me. Why don't I just employ myself? That was the point of the story that I was telling. But the panelists honed in on the part that made it feel like I had no support. So I said, I took this as an opportunity. I said, Darnell, what can you learn from this? And I was like, well, maybe I told that story in a way that made it sound like I was privileged. So I said, well, I need to tell that story better. I certainly need to make it more relatable. But furthermore, y'all, what I needed to do was tell a more comprehensive story, but still keep that thing tight. So if I could go back, like I would absolutely do it over again. But the gem, y'all, that I realized was that like it made me recount my own story, like my own history better, because I was feeling like, man, you know, like I had it pretty well in terms of drawing since I was 5 years old, and people coming around me being like, man, you can draw and stuff and like keep going and stuff at it, and then start paying you money to draw portraits of them. Like I was just doing it as a hobby, and then people start paying you for it. So it's like I slipped into entrepreneurship. That made me feel like that was a really good way to live. And I know that most people don't have it that way. So I felt like an anomaly. However, I do deal with adversity. I have dealt with adversity because I was talking about that story. Like I ended up employing myself because nobody else would give me an interview back in 2008. So that's a form of adversity. How I dealt with it was, I was like, okay, hire myself and make turn this into a positive. Then I'm thinking going back even further. Okay, yes, people that were around me definitely supported me. But what about all of the times that like I could have, so for instance, like I submitted works and stuff to get, well, you know, you had contests and stuff growing up in grade school and like, you know, art contests and things. Like I didn't win all of the contests and stuff growing up. Like sometimes I didn't win anything or I got third place. Like I didn't feel supported during those times. I felt like I needed to work harder. Right? That, I mean, when you don't win something as a kid and you put in your heart and soul into a project, especially going through teenage and you're trying to be popular, you're trying to be cool and stuff. Like, I didn't feel supported at those times. I faced opposition. I obviously faced peers that were probably better than me. And if I were better than them and didn't get picked because of some other reason, like that's even worse and stuff, obviously. Right? Everything in my life didn't go according to plan. I lost out on a lot of things. And again, there was a point in my life where nobody wanted to give me a chance, man. I had to give myself a chance. That was the whole reason I became like an entrepreneur full time. And then obviously I have failures and setbacks. The very first episode, this podcast, I'm talking about why I had to do it. Then I have several episodes dedicated to the concept of failure, how it is the greatest teacher, how it's kind of like my muse. I got to look forward to it so that I can still grow and stuff as a person. And it's the first step in success. Like it's the very first step in it. Like you trip and fall and stuff on it. So when you are recounting your stories to people and you got a chance to inspire people and people asking you how you overcome things, like, tell the comprehensive story, obviously. But then at the same time, it's like you got to give a complete picture because we all do face failures and adversity. But the way I told my story that day, like, it downplayed all of that stuff. I was trying to tell a succinct story, but I failed at that. See how much, like, the failure in telling a story, man. So I'm still going through some things, y'all. I'm still working on it. But you know, our stories, they're what we have. They give us purpose and meaning. But I'm still working on telling my stories better because I have a lot of them, but for a large portion of my professional life, I felt like my stories were boring or that they were unrelatable or that like I felt like it was smooth, like I might have at the time felt like it was smooth sailing or something, or like I was very fortunate to just have good people around me and stuff a lot. But then I'm up here thinking about it, I'm like, man, hold up. There's a lot that I definitely don't know. Secondly, don't remember. And then I don't know what conversations and stuff were happening around me when I wasn't around or what led to certain decisions. So there's opposition almost everywhere. You're gonna offend people. Right? Jesus was a saint, and look at what happened to him. So if you Like, you could mean well, you could mean to tell your story well, you could try to do right by people, but you still gonna piss people off. You're still gonna offend them. You can't please everybody. But ultimately, you wanna figure out what power that you do have. And if it's in the way you tell your story from your own mouth, from your own account, then you wanna be telling a complete story. A story that includes those ups and downs all the way, and then have it have that arc to it and get to the point of what you're trying to convey. So I still clearly got a lot of work to do, right? I get offended and stuff easily. I want it to be interpreted the way that I was trying to get across, and I wasn't. Then it caused me to reflect on myself and my own stories, and I was like, hold up, man. It wasn't that smooth sailing, actually, like consciously. And I'm like, and then this is the final point I'm gonna make. I'm like, maybe what I really did, y'all, was like, I just remember all of the good parts and stuff because those were the things that I focused on. So if someone really did tell me that I couldn't, I don't remember it. I've blacked it out. People probably have said things that didn't support me, that didn't make me feel valued. I just don't recall them because I only replayed the things that fueled me. These are the things that we would all probably do well at, is like, we do better at like thinking about and replaying the things that lift us up than people who don't believe in us or saying or talking behind your back or something crazy. That's more something to do with them usually. But if you out here every day giving it your all and stuff, trying to like your penmanship or your craftsmanship with something, if you giving it your all, like, why are you worried about people that ain't, that will probably never be as skilled as you, that would rather be a spectator and stuff, and they're not paying for what you're putting out anyway, so they're not even your audience. You can't care about what those people think. Me, I do care about people that are my peers or people that I'm also trying to learn from. And if they critique me in a certain way, or if I feel slighted by something that they say, like, I need to figure out where the correction was on my side. And if I do find in the midst of that, that it was the way that I did something, then how can I blame them? Like, I told a story that sounded pretty privileged, man. And I was trying to convey anything but that. Like, I had it hard and stuff growing up. We're going to talk about some of my other stories in subsequent episodes, but that's the point of this one, man. I probably blocked those things out. You should too, because they're not adding anything to your life and they're not serving you. So the people that do support you, the people that do believe in you, get more of that and replay those things and stuff in your mind and put up reminders physically so that you can see them all the time in your space. Because they keep you moving forward and it allows you to inspire that next generation coming up after you. Learn from your critiques, constructive criticism. That story that I was telling, that panelist, that wasn't even a constructive critique. That was me dissecting what was said and how I felt slighted. But if you're gonna have a peer, if you ask an peer, man, what they thought about something and give me your honest feedback, that's different. They're a peer, they're somebody you respect. They are somebody whose approval, I guess, to a certain degree might matter to you. But still, you want to really be like measuring and matching that support that you feel with any constructive criticism, merging those two things together and saying, well, is this an opportunity for improve or are they just hating? That's what I want to leave you with. I appreciate you for listening. You know how we do. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Shine hard, grind harder.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.